You know, I really want this disability.
Trent Potter Tater Totter, drink some water. What's up, Alex?
Are we in?
Yeah, we're in, brother.
Oh, man. Hey.
Hey, man. Talk to me.
All right. So it all started when I was born, and it all ended when I died.
You're dead?
Not yet. I read the back of the book.
I'm talking to
I know how this ends.
And we win. Put her there for that. Yeah. All right, guys. If you want a better way to start off the podcast, there is none, because that was the best.
That's the best we got. We thought for 10 minutes. How should we engage the listeners here?
We know our audience. We know it.
And we figured a nice little joke like that would help.
All right. To be honest, though, we were actually just looking at some of our...
Analytics.
I was going to say stats, but analytics makes us sound a lot smarter. Analytics. And we're impressed, guys. Thank you all for your listens and for caring enough to stay through all 30 episodes. If you've... I mean, I'm sure we have people who have been here for all of it. We should... I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you.
Hey, let's see who our longest standing listener is.
I mean, 30 episodes. This will be 31.
Yeah.
Happy 31st, man.
Thank you, sir.
We have a birthday every week.
Weekly anniversary. You know how like that Spotify Wrapped came out not too long ago?
Yeah.
Is that still visible? Do you know?
I don't have Spotify, so I don't know.
I wonder. I want to know what people's... If we were on anyone's Spotify Wrapped.
Does that... So I get this straight. That's just like your
it's like statistics. Most listened, yeah. They kind of take
stats or analytics, we might say.
Yeah, it's all AI but nowadays. Okay. But they kind of like take what you listen to and like tell you, "Oh, this is the most listened to song that you had."
Oh, okay.
This is the most listened to. My most listened to song was "The Half Hasn't Been Told."
The Half Hasn't Been told. Yes, yeah. Not by us, but by some other people.
We told more than a half, unfortunately. I don't know.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't even know. Should I retract that statement? You know what? I'm doubling down.
All right. Alex, we had a pretty hectic week, huh?
I would say, I don't know if hectic would be the word, but there's out there.
Okay.
For it.
Busy?
Busy.
Busy.
That's the most basic word. Let's think of a more fancy word, though.
Overwhelming.
But it wasn't overwhelming.
Speak for yourself.
Packed. No, that's okay. Obviously.
Packed is a good one.
Packed.
It was not overwhelming, but it was definitely, let's just say it was a supreme pizza of a week. It had everything on it.
If you double the ingredients of a supreme pizza, you said, can I get some bread
plus
and sauce?
Plus the stuffed crust.
I get bread and sauce with the side of my black olives sausage.
Can I get bread on that pizza? Can I get breadsticks on that pizza, please? Yeah, it was pretty full. We had a conference here at our place.
Our escuela.
Escuela, where we use our bolígrafos.
This is a bilingual podcast. Thanks for listening.
What did I just say?
I don't know.
Bolígrafo? I'm probably saying that way wrong. Bolígrafo.
I honestly can't tell, so.
As far as I know, it means pen, pencil, or book. Libro is book, right?
Uh-huh.
Libro. I always roll the R. I can't. That was not a roll, is it? Libro? Libro.
Isn't that a position in volleyball?
I used to call it something different.
The Lumberito. Lumberito.
Alfredo.
It's called the Libero.
Libero.
Sure
I was always said Lumbero or... What's that disease you get?
What?
Is there a back disease that sounds like that?
A scoliosis?
No. Yes.
That's the one. I don't know. I'm not a backologist by any means.
When things like this happen, I can't live with myself because I can't remember.
You're the guy who's worked at a hospital, so you should know these things.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my goodness.
Someone out there is screaming.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
I'm sure
you got something to say while I look this up.
I'll just talk about our week. Is that the conference that we had here was a nice little conference. We call it the Church Planners Conference. And just in short, church planners come in, other pastors come in, and just money gets raised to help out church planners. And it's just awesome. It's a whole conference about answers to prayer, really, because I know they've been praying about it. people have been praying for them, and just to see money raised for them, and just to see God's work being funded and cared about, prayed for. It was a blessing. It was a good time this week. It really was. All right, what's that? Man, I got pain in my back. I feel like
Okay. I got you. So it's lumbago.
Lumbago.
Let me spell it. Have you heard of that? It's almost like a bagel.
All right, I'm going to spell it. Spelling bee time.
Okay.
Lumbago. L-U-M-B-A. Lumbago.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's it.
Yeah, lumbago.
Oh, let's go.
You got it.
Lumbago. Oh, I had to end it. Lumbago.
Lumbago.
Can you please use that in a sentence?
Me?
Yeah.
Ouch, lumbago.
I'm so sorry to tell you, sir. You have lumbago.
Well, apparently it's a non-medical term, so I don't think any doctor would really tell you. It's just meaning a lumbar, you know, your lumbar pain. Lumbar, lumbago.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway, I used to say that for libero. But I would say lumbero, and I think of lumbago.
What a reaction there.
Yeah. So a little insight on how I think, which you probably didn't even want to know.
Now they're going to go to volleyball, and they're going to say, hey, is that the...
Lumbero's got lumbago.
Lumberito, whatever.
Lumberito.
I got a burrito stuck to my back.
That's causing me some pain. Not the lumbago, la burrito. Okay.
Like we said, it's a bilingual pod today.
Today it is.
We have a translator over here.
For those who need it. Oh, man.
Supermercado Nuestra Familia.
Yes.
That was an ad right there we just had for the
supermarket. Something family supermarket?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I know something.
You do know something.
Not very much. Something. You know, Alex, I feel like we got some energy today. I like it.
Energy's good in most...
I know it's good.
Let me kill the energy real quick. No, I'm saying energy's good, except for when you want to sleep. How have you been sleeping recently?
Great, actually. Really? It's been, like you said, a packed week, man. So I've been sleeping great.
Don't you just love going to bed tired?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, like, good tired. Because, like, over Christmas break... I was going to sleep, but I wasn't tired. Like, I was doing nothing all day.
I guess I'll go to sleep now.
Well, the sun's about to rise, so I should probably sleep at this point. And, you know, now that I'm back, I'm able to go back to work, and we're actually doing stuff again. And so I'm going to sleep.
That is nice.
And I am tired, and I go to sleep right away. And I have a new mattress topper. I've never had never had one before.
Yeah, like the egg crate foam?
I think so.
Like, does it have... Never mind. But, like, it's foam?
Yeah, it's
okay,
foam.
Okay, okay. I say egg crate. I don't know if that's an official term. Have you seen that? Like, the foam... People use it for soundproofing.
Oh, yes,
and
yes,
it looks
yes,
like
yes,
you yes, could yes, put egg... Like, it's like an egg crate sort
so
of.
So, that's not it.
Okay.
It's not egg crate.
But is it little dimples?
No.
Oh, it's just foam.
It's just memory foam.
Okay, cool.
And it feels so comfortable.
Does it remember you?
It remembers me.
Every night. Day.
Great memory foam.
Oh, Alex.
He goes, hey, you remember that dream you had?
But never, I don't know what I'm about to say. So I probably shouldn't. I have no idea what I was going to say. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it give you lumbago if you don't sleep with it?
No, it's been helping my lumburitos.
It's so funny. Where did lumburito even come from? Why'd you add burrito to lum?
Lumbanana.
Okay. Alex, okay, can I tell you something?
My ears are covered with earmuffs, but sure.
Okay, so, Alex, have you ever been rear-ended?
I have. We actually talked about it on the podcast.
I know.
Back in the day.
How many times?
I've been rear-ended.
Since we started the podcast.
So, actually, before the podcast, I've never been hit by a car, never made contact. After we started the podcast, it's been 3 times.
That's insane. Guess what happened to me yesterday?
You got rear-ended.
I got rear-ended.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Okay, let me lay this out for you. Let's pretend this is another Supreme Pizza. I'm just rolling out the dough.
Okay.
Okay, let me pile it on. So... Basically, last night for the dorms, the dorm leaders were giving a Devo.
Yeah.
And so I was preparing to give my Devo devotion. And I kind of studied a little bit and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym because when I go to the gym, I can think and it, I don't know, just get some blood pumping. Yeah, and I just have time to like think on it. So I was like, I'll go to the gym. And I was kind of running tight on time, not super tight, but a little tight. So I didn't want to take too long. So I'm on my way to the gym and there's a left turner. And so I stop and he turns and then we keep going a little bit. And then a guy in front of me then has to turn. So I stop and all of a sudden, boom, there I am. Right there. And I was on the phone with my fiance. And so I was like, all right, I just got ruined, babe. I'll call you back. Love you. Bye. And so she kindly hung up with me. We both hung up at the same moment in time. And so like, okay, I didn't feel like a lot, but I looked back there and he had his hand on his head like, oh, and I was like, oh, man. Oh, no. And it didn't push me into the car that was turning left.
That's good.
But so we're in the left lane and it's a four lane or two lane. How do you say that? I always initially will say four lane, right? Because yeah, there's four total, but just two on each side. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
And so we're about to the on cue. Not quite there, but close. Mm-hmm. And so like, where do I pull? Like, what do I do? It's not serious enough to stop in the middle of the road. So I put my blinkers on and I just got into the other lane, was kind of going slower. And I was like, okay, on cue's right here. I'll just pull into on cue. They're going to follow me, obviously.
Yeah.
Nope. They did not follow me.
Hit and run.
So I get over and they just coast right by. I'm like, uh-uh. And so I got behind them and they actually were going the same way the gym was. So I took a picture of the license plate and stuff and I was just following them for a while until we weren't going fast or anything. He was just going.
It was a full on race.
It was a full on
drag
like,
race, weaving in and out of traffic.
No, it was a snail race. We were going speed limit, dude. He's not breaking any more laws. He's done with that.
It was so, the tortoise and the tortoise.
And yeah, so he's going. I'm following him for a while. And at some point, he got in front of me enough to where a red light cut us off.
Okay.
And so I wasn't like totally upset where I was just going to like chase him. I was like, if something's there, I'll just report him. I have his stuff. It's fine. Whatever. And so they went away. And so I went to the gym and looked and there's no damage. So. He probably saw there was nothing. He's like, eh, but still, it was kind of strange. So I've witnessed two crimes. Well, okay, I witnessed a crime yesterday, and then last week I got told about a crime.
Yeah.
And so people just think I look...
crime magnet.
I am just magnetic to bad. Yeah. So put her there. I'm catching up to you.
Start a podcast. You get hit by a car.
I'm catching up to you. I'll beat your record.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be able to get out and say, you got cash?
I wanted to, but I didn't know what to even do because we're in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Cars are coming. Like, I guess we'll just go to this on cue. I was thinking naturally they'll follow me.
Yeah.
Slowly or something. And then I saw, I'm like, no way. It rolled by me. What?
Go ahead and send me that picture of the license plate. I want to do a little bit of detective work. So
It wasn't a normal license plate either. Oh, it said something on it, which I've never seen. Okay. I've seen before.
It was an alien.
It was not a human. Oh, that was a blurry one. Okay, so this is what it said on it. Oh man, hold on. I think I gotta sort through the live photo because it focused right at the end. Oh, I don't even know if I would have been able to give this. I thought I got one, but I think that it didn't focus right.
So you didn't even.
Oh wait, I do. Okay, hold on. So.
What? Okay. I don't know if you guys hear that sound.
I think
it's
my phone. Never mind. I can't, but that's what it looked like. It was like a...
All right. 4785, people.
It only had four digits on it, and it had some words. So, some sort of...
There's a demon in the sound system here.
Yeah, there's something going on. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so some sort of... unique license plate. It said something about like customer vehicle or something like that. It's like customer, I don't know, something like that. Customer use, I think it's maybe what it said.
Oh,
so I have no idea what that means. It said something similar to that. Yeah. And then I was like, well, I'll go on to the, so I just went to the gym and thought about what I was going to give for Devo and I just moved on. It was kind of funny. I wasn't upset or anything. It's like, if they hit me, it's fine. I mean, it happens.
Uh-huh.
As long as they're, but then they drove away and I was like, well, that was kind of rude.
You're like, at first, you're like, ah, it's whatever. Don't worry. You're probably going to sit, go back there, talk to him, be like, it's fine. But now that they're running away, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I got to get these people.
Yeah, and then I called Celia Carroll back, my fiance, and I said, yeah, everything is fine. You know, it's all good. She was super happy, of course, that everything was okay. And I said, yeah, well, the first thing I thought of was, man, I can tell this on the podcast.
Perfect.
She could not believe that was the first thing I thought of. She just thought it was funny. She thought I was pretty silly for that.
I'm glad we have a little bit of priority in your life here.
Well, I just knew that you have been rear-ended so much, and I finally got a shot at it.
Yeah.
It was my turn.
It's your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. First time I've ever been rear-ended or in any sort of a bump up in a vehicle. Except for when I was riding with you once. But.
Oh, I forgot you were in that car at that time.
Yeah.
All right, we're back after a little technical break.
Yes, there was someone who tried to come in and pay for a rear end deal.
They didn't have cash, though. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We found who hit me.
We brought him on the pad. Here you are.
Oh, man.
Do you realize what you done?
What you done? Okay. Yes.
Have you ever thought about being on jury duty?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah.
Not really.
I've always wanted to as well. Have you ever wanted to?
I think it'd be interesting once, but I think after once it'd be tiring.
Are you allowed to do it more than once?
I don't know how that works.
I feel like there's got to be a limit.
Do you think you do it more than once?
And also, what are the chances of that?
I don't know.
More than once.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I mean, you got rear-ended three times, so I feel like your chances are pretty good.
I guess. I don't know.
I think you got good chances right now.
Well, the reason I say that is because my dad has jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going? Did he get called in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's later this month.
Okay.
But I'm excited for that, and I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. I don't really even know what goes on in that whole place.
I've heard a little bit.
But have you known anyone that's gone in?
Yes, my dad has.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They probably pick pastors, don't you think?
Well, I've also heard of people who, because of their association with ministries and stuff, depending on what the charge is, people are like, no, we don't want you because you're biased.
Yeah.
So sometimes they don't want you.
I'd come in as the most biased person ever.
You should go in and say, yeah, I'm a podcaster.
I will talk about this whole crime on my podcast.
And they're like, you don't know anything. Go get out of here.
Oh, well, he might be an expert on something, though. Let's ask him. What's his podcast about?
Yeah, nothing.
I can tell you how my week was.
Hey, what is your podcast about? Yep.
I can read a couple emails.
I can read emails real good. I read emails really good live.
That's about it.
Anyway,
I wouldn't say that I have anything else sharpened from this.
I think it would be interesting, depending on what you're going in for.
I'd love to do jury duty.
Yeah, we should do it together.
Let's.
Can I bring a friend?
It's a package deal.
You want me? You gotta get him. Got it.
We could do a live podcast
in court. But we're not even talking about it. We're just opening fan mail and talking about our weeks.
That's crazy.
In the background, you hear the gavel.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Oh, guys, I think he just...
Oh, man.
He's being carried out right now. Oh, he's fighting back.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a shoe.
Just jumped at the judge. Do you remember that video went viral?
What?
The guy who attacked the judge. Yeah.
That is a funny one.
I feel like that's the moment it's like, I have nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. But.
Yeah, hopefully one day you'll get it. I hope you get that dream to come true.
Yeah, to jump at a judge, I'd love to someday.
Yes, yes. You're on the jury.
I hope
you run from the jury.
This is my chance.
I've been waiting for this.
And you know how it has to be like unanimous vote? That's insane too.
Wait, does it really?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I was unaware of that.
I would be the guy who'd make it.
You wait for everyone else. You're like, all right, you probably don't see what everyone else says though. Do you, or do you like get together and make a decision?
Yeah, you get together. Oh, okay. And you guys make At least from what I've seen. I've only seen, like, as far as, like, television, so.
He's clearly innocent.
And I don't know. Like,
guilty.
It's like, hey, I'm getting paid time off for this at work, so.
Guilty.
How about we stay here a couple days more?
That's terrible. That guy would not be very happy with you.
Like, he knows he's innocent. I was the one fighting for him to be innocent at the beginning.
No wonder everyone got on.
You know what? He changed my mind over there.
That guy right there? I like him.
Guilty.
Guilty.
I just think it'd be fun, but...
Yeah. It'd be an experience to do. Maybe it would be fun.
Maybe I'll get picked someday.
One day.
I'll let you guys know, okay? Although, I'm sure there's some sort of law. Can't talk too much about it. Maybe.
I'm sure you gotta swear to an oath or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to do all that.
Oh, not into that. I'm not into promises.
I don't want to make a promise that I can't keep, Judge.
Yeah, I'm not a big promiser guy. I don't like commitment.
Your Honor, I can't promise anything. I have a podcast, and sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Ha! My fingers were crossed, Judge.
Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke. You ever done that? I think we've talked about that before, actually.
Never Probably, mind. But I've never done that.
Oh.
Yeah. I opened my phone. It's still the picture of the license plate. That would take a lot. If I sent this to the police, they probably still couldn't decipher it. Like, we're sorry.
Your car's even damaged.
I also got this one.
That's even worse.
That's even
way
worse.
Way more zoomed out.
What do you mean? You can't tell what numbers those are?
Seven. It's like when I'm at the eye doctor. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, can you read this line? I cannot.
No. Are those even... Those are dots.
I always go into the eye doctor with my glasses on instead of my contacts. And okay. So sometimes they'll be like, okay, now take off your glasses.
Uh-huh.
Can you read this? And it's like, no. That's why I'm in here.
What do you think?
And then they show me the biggest one, too. They're like, you can read this? Uh-uh. No. I have pretty bad eyesight, folks.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never known you as a bad eyesight person.
Yeah, I'm glad. I try to hide it. I don't.
Well, you do very well.
Thank you.
Now it's out public, but you do very well.
I just told millions of people.
When did you always wear glasses? Do you want to talk about this, or you?
No, let's talk about it.
Okay.
I think I was 7 or so.
Okay.
I remember when we decided to go to the eye doctor.
Uh-huh.
So I used to, we would watch TV after school and stuff, and instead of, you know, sitting on the couch, I would stand like
right, really, really close.
Yeah, really, okay. Really close. Okay. And there's a movie called Spy Kids, if you know it.
Yes.
Yeah, so that kid has hearing aids, you know that, right?
Okay.
And
I've never seen it.
Okay. And he had a hearing aids, and I thought that was the coolest thing.
Really?
I was like, oh man, I want hearing aids, because like, he gives you super hearing. And so I was standing up there watching.
So it wasn't like a spy gear. It was like he legitimately needed
yeah,
hearing
I believe,
aids.
I believe.
Okay.
So. And so, you know, I really wanted this disability. And so, no.
I'm going to clip that.
I'm watching the TV, and I'm like right up against it. And my mom's kind of in the kitchen. She's probably, I don't know, maybe cooking or something for dinner.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, why are you so close to the TV? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, is it because you can't hear or is it because you can't see? And then it was at that moment, I was like,
I have to decide.
I actually had this thought, and it sounds like I'm joking because I was only 7 years old, but I legitimately had this thought that I was like, if I say sight, I'm going to have glasses for the rest of my life.
Oh my goodness.
If I choose hearing aids, I'm going to have hearing aids for the rest of my life. And so I was like, what should I have? What is my
You have
problem?
All the math equations floating around your head.
I just imagine it took me a couple minutes to think. My mom's like, what is wrong with this kid? I just asked.
You sit down in deep, deep thought. You start praying.
Let me get back. Mom, I'm going to have to skip dinner today.
You go write her an email.
I'm going to have to skip dinner. I'm going to fast real quick.
You go write her an email. I'll get back to you in 5 to 10 business days.
So I did. I chose glasses.
Well, that's what you needed.
I guess
right?
So. I think I came down to like just a pick. Like I just.
Oh
picked.
Wow! You eeny meeny miny moe, and you got it. You got it. Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude.
Honestly, I might have made myself need glasses just by wearing glasses. They were like,
Oh, I thought it was because you're so close to the TV. That's probably why you need glasses.
Yeah, probably. I guess I don't really remember the whole, like,
yeah,
how blurry it was or anything.
Okay.
But you, I guess I did end up needing them because I did get them. But.
Like, in school, did you have whiteboards and chart? Like, did you have trouble seeing that?
I don't really remember.
Because I hear a lot about people having trouble there. And that's how they figure out.
I was never, you know, 3 inches from a whiteboard.
Well, I know. Alex, what are you doing up here? Go sit down.
I can't hear,
teacher. I just cannot hear.
Ms. Johnson, I think I need hearing aids.
Okay.
I want to be like the spy kid.
I want to be a spy. I want to hear super man. Better.
That takes me back, though, to school days.
Yeah.
I had a thought. You remember in school, did you have to get your grades signed for your parents?
Yes.
Did you ever, like, strategically put them in an order that you were like,
ours this were all is on how one.
I want to see them? Oh.
Ours were all on one so they report just, card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not even saying, like, report card. I'm talking about, like, your tests and your quizzes.
No, we did not get those signed.
Oh, really?
No, just the report
card. So if you got a well, your dad and whatever.
Was the principal.
So he would see the grades anyway.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if the grades ever ran through him that I know of.
So, like, if you got a bad grade, were you able just to hide it?
A word got out. I mean, word always got out. Because my siblings somehow knew. And they told mom.
Whisperings are, Trent got a 50.
Wait a minute. Now that I think about it, I think if it was lower than a certain grade, you had to get assigned.
So that makes sense, does it not?
Yes.
That was not the thought process for the people in my school.
So any grade.
Yeah, any grade. And if you did not get it signed, you'd lose a break for the next day.
That's it? I thought you meant, are they going to say you lose like another letter grade on it?
No.
You got to sit for 15
honestly,
minutes.
Honestly, I'd rather lose a letter grade back then.
That's true. That is very true. Break. They knew what they were doing.
They knew what was really going to affect me. But I just always like forget little things like that I feel like don't matter. If I feel like it doesn't matter, I forget it really easily.
Yeah.
And so I would forget, and I lost breaks almost every day, to be honest.
What? How many bad grades? But it wasn't even bad grades. No. You could have gotten an A++.
I would forget to get 100 signed, and I'd lose a break for the next day. Wow. Pretty sad. But I remember, like I was saying, I remember getting a whole bunch of grades back and, you know, maybe get like a 70 here, 90 here, 100. Maybe, you know, real low, get 60 or something.
Yeah.
And I would like strategically put them there in an order that would make my parents, I'd leave them happy at the end.
And then get them happy right at the end too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of ease them in. They get happy and they're like, what's a 60? Oh, a 70. I always put the bad ones together.
Okay.
Because you can only go so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Once they're down at the 60, it's like, and then you're like 70. You're like, come on. And then you hit them with a couple more hundreds and you're out there scot-free. But think about it. If I would have just gone, you know, good, 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 and then 60, 60, I'm leaving this whole interaction grounded.
With a spanking. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, there's a lot more thinking that you have to do to get through school.
Than you thought. But more thinking than you thought. It's funny that you'd get punished for 100 not getting signed. Like, how dare you punish me for excelling?
I remember like having that thought. I was like, why do I need to get signed? And I'm only saying that because I didn't get signed. Like,
right. Yeah, of course.
But hey, that's back in the day. I don't even remember that anymore.
Man, the good old days. These will be the good old days soon. I think
that's a tough thought.
Someday these will be good.
Man, I can't wait for these to get.
I am kidding. I love my life. I love where the Lord has us right now.
Oh, it is.
I love it.
Oh, we could take a break right now and.
Oh, we could make these the good days.
I could jump for joy right now.
The good new days.
Really good. Oh, it is really like just thinking about it. It's like, man, someday we're gonna look back at college and be like, oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing bad to say about my life right now.
Yeah.
Not a single thing. Lord is good.
Amen.
We'll be good for eternity.
Do you want to read some stuff?
I think we should take a look, shall we?
Alrighty. In so, 3, 2, 1. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
Alrighty. Fan mail.
Howdy, every folks. Week.
We're thankful for it. Fan mail. We also were able to meet a couple fans this week.
Yes, I'm going to tell that story after you read the mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. I actually forgot that I needed to say that, so thank you.
Of course.
And thank I think you, it fits Alex. Perfect in a Alex, fan mail. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So welcome. All right. We only got one.
But you know what we say here?
One is better than none.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are we getting any?
Oh, that too.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, you need to look at this one.
Okay. Can I guess who it's from?
Yes, you can.
I guess it's from Joel.
No.
Is it from Josiah?
It's from Josiah.
Okay, okay.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Steel Man. Oh.
Okay, hold on.
His name's Josiah Steel Man. The Steel
Man. You said, oh.
So it looks like.
Okay.
I want you just. You could just. You could go ahead and read it.
Whoa. Okay. Okay, so do you want me to read it?
Yeah,
it said, I just need... Okay, Josiah Stillman says, I just need some confirmation from Trent if this is him in the picture. He sends a picture. It says, this was taken June 5th back... this was taken in Colorado, June 5th, 2024.
Oh my goodness. That is 20 days before the podcast was even born.
Oh my goodness.
This is
goodness.
Pre-pod Trent.
Well, he's asking... First of all, where did he find this photo?
From his camera roll.
From his camera roll?
He's probably there.
No.
Yeah, I bet he was.
I think I would remember him. Surely I would have remembered him. Yes. It's a okay. So this is a picture of mountains in Colorado, and some hikers on a hike, all bunched in a group, taking a little break. And would you believe it?
A little minuscule trip.
I am in this photo right there. I remembered my outfit. There I am wearing my maroon shirt. Hiking, well, the hardest hikes of my life. I loved that hike.
Really?
It was fantastic. Good memories. I loved that hike. Wow.
And Josiah was there probably.
That was I think, I could be wrong. I remember it being like a 7-hour hike.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. That sounds too long. Maybe it was like
that's enough time to get your hair done.
Maybe it was five.
Five, okay.
It was I think 13,000 feet up.
Wow. That's a lot.
No. 3,000. 13,000 seems way too much. It almost went three. Yeah, it's been a while. Hasn't even been a year. But it was a big hike. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
That's before.
Yeah, so Josiah, that's me. I guess I'll email him back.
You really have to zoom in.
That's hilarious.
And also,
surely he was not looking at this photo, zooming in at people. Well, how does he know what?
He probably...
Do you know what I look like, Josiah?
Of course he does.
How does he know?
From the Instagram, you're on the Instagram.
Okay.
You're on...
Josiah, my question is, were you here?
I don't know
here?
Where else you are.
Were you at this?
We need to know, Josiah. Are you a hiker?
Did I meet you? You knew me before the podcast was born, if this was true. Because... Were you the one taking the photo? Surely.
I feel like it is.
Okay, let me go back to when he took a picture of himself. Or not. Okay.
The squirrel one?
Yeah. I want to see him again.
Oh, to see if you know him? If he's ringing any bells?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I think maybe he was there.
Wow. That'd be pretty crazy.
That's so funny. Okay.
I wonder if you guys met.
Josiah's keeping this alive.
Thank you, Josiah.
Thank you so much.
Someone help him out. Was that?
Oh, no. They're coming for us. Wow. Okay. I love that. That's hilarious.
Thank you, Josiah.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
Where did that email just go?
If you looked at it, and then it'll be out of primary, I think. That just happened to me. Just go to all mail.
I'll find it later. Doesn't matter. Okay. It's all right. Gone.
It's all right. It's
all right. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that was me.
There you go.
Josiah,
nice.
That is me in that photo.
Wow.
He had to draw an arrow too, because it was not very noticeable that I was in there. You looked for me.
He was zooming in.
What if he was like, oh, I think I saw him at this camp. Where is he? And that was the only photo he had.
Maybe. That's actually probably true.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was me. That's me. We had contact, maybe.
So, I have yet to have any contact. Or
somehow he saw that picture somewhere and zoomed in on every person and thought, wait a minute. That looks like a guy I listen to a podcast to.
I feel like I know his voice.
He looks like I know his voice.
Because it would be hard to recognize us from our faces.
His voice looks familiar.
It would be hard to recognize from our face. Like the one time I got recognized, which is insane.
Yeah.
It was from my voice because I was on a megaphone. So.
I got recognized this week.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah. Okay. So here at the college that we attend, I currently am working as a student host, which I think everyone knows that. I think I've said that before.
Probably.
Yeah. So I give tours around the campus and show prospective students and visitors around. And this week when I was going on a tour, it was a group of eight. So a group of eight, two groups of four that were on the tour. And I was showing them around. And about halfway through the tour, one of the girls that was on the tour looks at me and she says, "You're Trent." Which I had introduced myself at the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
It's not like I hid who I was. Like, ooh, a mystery tour. And I was like, yeah, that's me. She goes, like podcast Trent?
Oh, nice.
It's like, I literally said, how do you? I said, how in the world do you know that? It took me back. I staggered in unbelief. My next words were, how do you?
What'd she say?
And I kind of trailed off. I was like, what? And she mentioned that she was the one that took the photo with you.
Okay, she's the one that recognized
me. It's the same girl.
Yeah.
I forget her name. That's terrible.
Grace. Yeah.
So yeah, it was her. And I gave a tour to her and some of her family members. And that's her dad was crazy. There and her sister. They were awesome. I love meeting them. It was fantastic. If you guys are listening to this, that was fun. I loved it. And I'm thankful you guys got to come out.
Get
to
a picture?
School. We did not get a picture.
Oh, no picture.
No picture.
Oh, man.
But, memories.
I remain the only one.
But memories. And, yeah, it was a good time. I loved meeting them. It was fun. And it was crazy. I could not believe it. I still can't.
You also met another podcast listener for the first time, Gwen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Gwen.
It was a week full of fans.
It was a week filled...
What a funny thing that we consider people fans of us.
Yeah, it's not really fans. It's
considerate people who listen.
Who pity us so much that they would listen to the podcast. All right,
well, I guess we'll give them 5 views this week.
We appreciate it. Whatever reason, you listen.
Yeah, so that happened this week too. A fan in the wild. It was wild.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that was my first experience with that. It was awesome. Loved it. Really, really appreciate them.
The day we meet Josiah will be a legendary day.
Oh, my goodness. Do we know where he's from? Has he ever?
Yes.
He's a mystery to us, huh?
I guess I don't should give his...
No, yeah. We can talk about this later. We'll talk about this later, but...
He's that way.
Okay. Oh, he's up. He's straight up. He's on the third floor? He's upstairs.
Come on down here, Josiah.
All right, JoJo. Sorry, he probably got called JoJo before and does not like it.
I know I wouldn't.
My cousin, Josiah, we called him JoJo, and he did not like it.
Yeah, no, Josiah, don't.
So I pledge to not call you JoJo anymore.
Okay. One more time, maybe?
No.
Sounds good. Oh, and now it's not time anymore for fan mail.
Nope.
There's
open
no more.
Now it's time for no more fan mail.
Because we're not putting music at the end anymore, are we?
Yes, as a suggestion. Oh, we didn't record ourselves setting up.
Oh.
But we could take down and reset up.
We'll just do it some other time. That would be so silly.
That would be funny.
It'd be a waste of time.
Perhaps.
Are you a big fan of microwaves?
Yeah, I love them.
Isn't it crazy how we have microwaves? That you could take something frozen, and in a matter of minutes, you can have it unfrozen.
Yeah.
Just, I'd love to drop a microwave into just, like, the ancient days.
Yeah. Because it's not, I guess all they had was fire. That's it.
Yeah.
Which you could still heat up stuff.
But it's not as, like, controlled.
Concentrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what fire does to a marshmallow. Imagine what it'd do to your popcorn.
Your Chef Boyardee. What do you think it's going to do to your Easy Craft mac and cheese? Come on, guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's so interesting. I'm fascinated by microwaves.
That's a good thing. So you frequently will use one? I'm guessing.
I really don't.
Okay.
I haven't used a microwave in a while.
You're just an admirer.
I just love to look at them. Just watch them go. Taking some radiation as I have my face.
Yeah, I don't
3 inches from the screen.
And you're like, hearing aids. The only thing you hear is the sweet ding at the end.
Yeah, I'm excited to buy a microwave.
Someday.
I don't know when, but I need to test it out. I need to make sure that it doesn't ding after you open it.
Yes,
those are annoying.
Yes,
I should be able to open it and it should shut up.
It should be done.
Yeah.
Oh man, when I open it, it should shut.
I think so.
So, I'm sure you've been in the situation before where you weren't supposed to make noise, but you had to microwave something.
Yeah.
And you had to run over there, and you're like, "I got 3 seconds." Dun, dun. And you run, and right, you open it. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I always feel like microwaves are the loudest at 12 a.m.
Yes, they definitely are.
You're like, man, there's nothing that can be louder.
Sorry if that was too loud. That's probably way too loud, but...
Someone's listening to this in their car. They're like, where's the semi backing up here?
Road work. Yeah, I... Do you prefer the ones that you push the little button or just pull the handle open? Not that it really matters, but...
I'll push or pull. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Cool. What about voice activated?
That'd be...
Open.
Hey, micro. Is there such thing as a macro wave?
So I don't think that's how it works.
That's called a radiation bomb.
I don't think that's how it works, Alex.
I don't know.
I don't know much, but I do not think that we should be using a macro wave.
It's just a bigger version.
It makes things bigger.
My pizza rolls are burnt.
These pizza rolls are now pizzas. These are calzones now. Okay. That was dumb. I'm not saying you were dumb, but I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Pizza rolls are done. What if you could customize your microwave to make any noise you wanted at the end?
Oh, I would have it say, your food is ready.
Just your food.
Your food is ready.
I'd have mine say, yummy.
Your food is ready.
All right, I opened the door.
Your food. It's not one of these. Your food is ready.
I just have it say, open the door.
Open up!
Okay.
Also, about the time. We're not done with microwaves.
Oh, we're rotating back, but what are you saying?
Just like the plate.
That's right.
That I feel like we should have more specific times. For you, because you know when you hit it perfectly, you're microwaving something like leftovers.
Yeah.
And you hit it perfectly, and you're like, this is exactly the right time I put in there. Because it's not hot to where you have to wait a while.
Yeah.
But it's not too cold where the inside of whatever is cold.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, with all the technology we have nowadays.
They have some.
You should like type in.
The food?
Yeah. Hey, this has been refrigerated for 2 days. And
I don't want to keep track of all that information. Put in at 12:47 a.m.
I had to put a profile for a chicken leg.
For your nuggets.
I'd like it at 87 degrees.
You buy a little frozen meal at Walmart, and you're like, hey, how long has this been in the freezer here? I have to know. we don't. Call the factory. See, you're gone. What do they call those little meals?
My banquet meals.
A little banquet. You're calling Big Banquet. Hey,
can you tell me when this was assembled?
Serial number 1249.
Oh, I love microwaves.
How do you expect me to microwave this?
But like, I want like a specific time to put it in, and like it's perfect because you know they'll round up to say a minute 30,
yeah,
minute 40,
yeah. Where's minute and 27 seconds?
That's what I want. If I need to know that, I want to
be honest. That's guys. Being perfect.
I don't want to wait a couple minutes after I'm done with my
and then hope it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
I just want to open and start eating
right to the mouth, from microwave to mouth.
I want to be able to grab the rotating plate and just start going to town.
We should market. If we ever get into food, market something as from microwave to mouth.
Tucked in tea.
Tater tots.
Tater tot, Trent totter.
Trent totter, potter.
Teeter totter.
Trent totter, totter, potter.
Tater totter.
Trent the tater totter potter.
Tater totter, teeter totter, Trent potter.
Trent potter, tater totter. Drink some water. I don't know. Okay. That's so dumb. That's funny though.
I feel like that has to be one of the most random things we've ever talked about.
Yeah, but I love it. We need some sort of content. When people when we say we talk about nothing, we're being serious. We talk about nothing.
If microwaves come to my mind, we're going to talk about microwaves.
Yeah. Yeah, not a real educational podcast here, guys, if you didn't know.
We say, I don't know how it works, but I just like them.
I don't know how this works, but that'd be cool if they could do this.
Have you ever burnt like have you ever put aluminum in a microwave before?
No.
Really?
No.
I think
I've known not to. Mama told me not to.
I know they told me, but I think I've ruined maybe two microwaves.
Oh, Alexander. Yikes.
I think our family has gone through a couple.
They've gone through it.
And I know for sure one time was because of me. One time it was like, I thought I knew.
I put a banana.
One time I almost did it again because, you know, the Chick-fil-A things?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think it was aluminum.
That's more papery than aluminum. Yeah,
but it is aluminum.
Good to know.
But I didn't do it that
good
that time.
To know.
I caught myself.
Have you ever microwaved a can of root beer?
A can of... I have not.
Me neither.
Only
I
in a mug.
I just wanted to know.
Only in a mug.
A glass mug?
I did, though. I once microwaved an animal.
What? Cracker? Animal cracker?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I just wanted to lie.
Oh.
What? What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's time we wind down, Alex. You're lying now. That goes against everything we stand for. May I remind you, this is the Tucked in Tea podcast.
Remind me why it's called
we're
that.
We're not on our other podcast right now. This is the Tucked in Tea podcast.
This is the one that goes out to the public?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was insane. Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, are you done with microwaves?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Well, speaking of microwaves... I've had a big struggle with my roommate, and I'm going to bring it up on the podcast. Oh. All right.
I like it. I have one too. I have a couple. I'm just kidding. Well,
okay,
not kidding.
So,
but
well, this probably is not what you're thinking. So me and my roommate have had the biggest struggle trying to make coffee in the mornings.
Okay.
So it's really not a personal struggle. We just united.
Throw it in the
microwave. So I brought a coffee pot from home. I have a Keurig. Here at school, and I was kind of tired.
How you say it?
I say Keurig.
Keurig.
Some people say Keurig.
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 You say egg. Hey, sorry, that doesn't matter.
I was talking about that today in the car. How I say egg, not egg. On the way to the gym this morning, I was talking about egg and bag and leg.
And you went with your roommate, didn't you?
I went with my roommate to the gym this morning.
Wow,
anyway,
this is all awesome. This
oh
is
my
all
goodness,
together.
It all ties together so nicely. So, okay. Yeah, so we had this big struggle because we got a coffee pot, a normal why are you still laughing?
Microwaves.
Okay, we need to close up if okay. We're just talking about microwaves.
No, we're good, we're good.
So we have a coffee pot, and it's a normal coffee pot, a pretty nice one, not super high end, but nice. Like, it'll set the timer so it'll brew, like you set the time and it'll start brewing at that time you set. So you go to sleep, set it for the morning. When you wake up, it's brewing.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty nice. Really nice. You can like adjust the strengths of the brew and stuff. Real good. Anyway, so I grabbed it from home. It was mom's old one. And she didn't use it very long because there's a leak in it. And she wasn't sure where it was coming from. It dripped from the handle of the coffee pot. And so she wasn't, but it didn't drip coffee. When it brewed, it dripped water. So I was like, okay, somewhere before it gets to the coffee, obviously. So we took it, and my roommate is a very hands-on. Handy dandy man. And so he's like, okay, well, we'll take it apart. We'll figure out what's wrong. We're like, sweet, we'll do that. Took it apart, found out in the heating element. So the water runs through this, it's like a metal coil thingy. It's like a horseshoe. And goes through there, and that's when it heats up, all the way to how hot it is. It just runs through there.
That's pretty crazy.
And in that little horseshoe of metal, somehow a little hole had formed. So somehow there must have been what's the word?
Moth.
No.
All right, we're on different train.
A manufacturer's defect. Okay, defect. Okay. That's the word. A moth? What?
You know how moths chew hole your
Anyway, so we tried to figure that out. And so he got some stuff called JB Weld, which for high heat stuff, it's kind of a putty that you put on there. It's supposed to withstand heat, like up to 500 degrees. So this thing probably gets up to 100 something. Mm-hmm. Not enough to go through the putty. So he puts it on. We let it cure for 2 days. When we go to brew it, the water gets through. It somehow finds its way and comes out the putty. So that was weird. So he sands it all off. I appreciate him for doing all this work because he sands it all off, reapplies the putty, waits 2 more days, do it again, and this time the putty starts burning.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And it smells bad.
Yeah.
We looked it up. That putty's poisonous, so we can't drink that now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be drinking coffee.
Oh, wow. I really like the flavor. I love the flavor. So we can't use that now. So we looked up parts for it to get a new element, too much money. All that to say, we had to toss it. Man. So we just got a percolator, and it's working great. But man, for about 2 weeks, we didn't have coffee. Actually, we did. He has a Chemex.
Okay.
But I wanted the coffee pot. It would have been so nice to just have it set for a time. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Hey.
You can't do it with the percolator?
We can get it prepared, and you just flip the switch in the morning. So. I mean, hey, it was free to me, so it's really no loss, but it would have been nice. But yeah. It's okay. Hey, we had fun. I learned a lot about coffee pots. So.
And putty. And
poison. And putty and poison.
I wonder how that poisonous putty would do in a microwave.
Not too good. I don't think it would be very good, Alex.
Probably not.
Yeah. So, wow, this has been a little random, huh?
Pretty normal.
I feel like it's been pretty scattered. So, if you gave up around the microwave and you're joining us again, sorry.
Why would you do that?
Why would you? Okay. We're really tanking here.
Tanking?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
They should be thanking us.
Yeah. That's what should be happening. No, I'm joking. Of course. What are we looking at time?
53.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can either wind down or I have one thing that I could say.
Well, don't forget we have to do some stuff at the end. If it's not long, do one thing. Let's do it.
It's just that when I was back home for my brother's birthday, which was also on the same day, which is kind of awkward, but the same day at Joel's birthday.
Oh yeah,
I said happy birthday, Joel, not really my brother. I want to explain that first of all. It's because he does not listen, so that's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
And if he did listen, I would have said it. And I told him happy birthday.
In person?
Not in person. I wasn't there in person with him.
Oh, right.
For his birthday. But I texted him.
Okay.
So
I thought you meant you texted Joel and did not text your brother.
Oh, no. No. Oh, my goodness. No.
That's funny.
But for his birthday meal, before I left to come back to school.
We had banquet.
Yes. We said, what do you want? He said, I want a banquet meal.
From microwave to mouth.
And so he chose a place that had a food challenge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's always wanted to do a food challenge that like you see the crazy people do.
Yeah, I like that.
And they're eating pounds and pounds of food. That's what he wanted to try. And so he attempted what they called the victory lap challenge. And I'm going to show you I'm going to show you a picture here.
I have no idea how that has to do with food.
I don't really know either.
Oh my, can I see this?
Yeah. So what it is.
Oh my goodness.
It's four burgers stacked on top of each other. One's like a barbecue burger. One's like another. Yeah, it's just like.
How much is this if you don't finish?
$50.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so, and then it's surrounded by.
Fries. Like
so many.
An ocean of fries.
We're talking, like, if you go to McDonald's, we're talking maybe seven larges.
Yeah.
I say it's so many fries.
Let me put this in perspective to you. If you see, imagine a lighthouse made of burgers and an ocean of fries. That's what you're looking That's at.
Exactly. It.
That is what you're, a steeple among the clouds.
It's very, very, very large. And my brother's not very, very large. He's like 5'7".
But he's hungry.
5'7", 160 or something like that. And he's trying to take it down.
Please tell me he did it.
I'll show you how much he ate.
Oh, so that means he didn't.
Yeah, he did not eat at all.
Did he even get through the burgers?
No, did not get through the burgers.
Poor guy.
It was an unbelievable amount of food.
The but pictures, he ate so much.
Yeah.
That's a lot to eat. That's four burgers almost.
Yeah, and it's a good amount of fries.
How many people have completed it? Does he know?
He said that we asked the waiter, and he was saying that he's only ever seen. Yeah, okay. I was there. And, because it was before I left.
Okay.
And the waiter said that he only did, I think he's only seen two people ever do it.
Wow.
And one person, like, was a crazy professional eater.
Oh.
That ordered, he said, like, two more milkshakes and stuff like that, and, like, ordered way more food after it.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you need more food?
Because I guess that's not enough. I don't know. But it's an insane amount of food. I could put those pictures on the Patreon, actually.
Sure.
For our patrons to see.
Yeah, don't lie to them, though. You better do it.
I will.
Okay.
It'll be there. And, yeah, it was just a crazy amount of food. I was joking around with the waiter because he ordered first. He's like, I'm going to do that. And the waiter's like, are you sure? And then he's like, yeah. And then I was like, and then he went to me. I was like, and we'll just do three more for the table. Yeah. You know, just like, imagine a whole family comes in. They're just doing
it. Do they watch you to make sure you don't have other people eat it?
No, they just came by.
They're pretty, I mean, they're maybe assuming you're honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
you get it and you start passing out the burgers.
Which I was thinking, it wouldn't be a bad deal, really, if you had, like, four of your friends, and you're like, you get it, $50, and you feed everyone else.
Not I mean, terrible. That's $12 a person, yeah. 13.
It'd just be a little more soggy of a burger, I guess.
I guess so.
But
I don't know how soggy it was, but apparently.
It was pretty soggy.
All right.
Yeah, it was a crazy time to see him try to take that down. The pictures look way smaller.
And oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, we definitely thought. You know, I thought he had a chance to do it when I was looking at it before we got there. I was like, I think he could maybe do it. But then once I saw the fries is unbelievable. Like, even the picture that I just showed you doesn't even really do it justice. Like, it is an insane amount of fries. I'm actually going to go ahead and post it on the Patreon, okay. But for everyone to see.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to be a member.
Yeah, you don't have to be a member because I feel like everyone should see it. You can find us there at the Tucked In Tea Podcast on patreon.com awesome. Or the app.
Okay. While you're doing that, do you mind if I say something spiritual?
Let's get into it.
All right. So last night I was able to give, I had the opportunity to do a Devo in the dorm, like I mentioned. And man, just something that was just on my heart was our purpose, just to exalt Christ, and I think I've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything I said I've talked about before, but if you go to Revelation 5, and I'm not trying to preach or something, but I encourage you guys to go to Revelation 5. It's 14 verses, and it's just talking about who Christ is and the worthiness of him, and he comes and he takes the book, and it talks about how no man is worthy to take the book, and then Christ comes and he takes it, and opens it, and everyone falls down and worships him. Man. And I just talked to the guys last night, just reminding them that, you know, God is worthy.
Yeah.
Of our service, of our time, of our devotion to him, of serving him. And man, the fact that he loves us, and he wants to be in fellowship with us, and to hear our prayers and use us, man.
Yeah, what a thought. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. And so that's just been just on my mind a lot. And it's pretty overwhelming and humbling because, I mean, we're nothing and, he's everything. So man, it's so good. I encourage you just to remember that, just to exalt him. I mean, that's what's going to matter in the long run.
Absolutely.
You know what? This podcast, not really going to matter, but, what we do for Christ will.
Absolutely.
And so, man, it's a big thought and it's a pretty overwhelming in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thought came from a quote that I heard. I don't even know what the quote is from or who. I mean, it might just be a normal basic quote, but it's talk about, you know, about it, what I heard. It was in context of raising kids, and it said that you don't get to choose what they remember. And so basically, like, raising your kids in a way and acting a way towards them that is always going to, like, it always is going to be a loving way, always going to be a joyful way, because you never know what they're going to remember, if they're going to remember the time that you, uh-huh, you know, lash out at them. And so I saw that thought in the terms of parenting, but I was just thinking about it in the terms of, like, just normal life and going around and living your life and how we act out in public or even in private or with other people around. And how we choose to live our lives is a reflection of Christ. And if we're here to try to reflect Christ with our lives, we've got to act in a certain way that would reflect that. Because, like I said, you don't get to choose what people remember. You don't get to choose that if someone remembers the time, the one time that you lash out at them, or the one time that you gossip towards them or something like that. You don't get to choose people remember that or they forget it. And you don't get to choose if they remember if you did something nice to them, if you acted a certain way. And that's just been on, like, kind of on my mind. And it really, like, really came to, how should I say, to, like, illustrate itself in my own life. When I was at the Bible club, and a little kid who's in my little group brought me a little keychain. And she said, "Hey, I brought this for you. It's a Christmas gift."
Oh.
And it's just a little smiley face. And, you know, I don't think she saw a smiley face and thought of me, but I just kind of thought about it a little bit more, and I was like, well, at least she didn't see an angry face,
yeah,
and a, you know, super mad face and think of, oh, that's Brother Alex, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's just like, not that I'm saying she thought that way towards it. Maybe she didn't think that much towards it. I don't think she did, but in my own head, it's like, I've got to really be very careful with how I'm acting towards them and how I'm living my life. And just to put, you know, spiritual backup to that, you know, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And so really how we're living our life is really going to determine how other people see Christ, because we are maybe the only chance they get to see of a real loving and living God. And so,
well,
it, choose carefully how you act.
That's really good. Do you mind if I tie it all up together?
Tie it all up.
All right.
In a bow.
Man, it all comes back to exalting him.
Yeah.
And in the little things, here's a progression that I want to throw out there. Our thoughts become our words, which become our actions, which become our habits, which become our character, which becomes our testimony. And so starting small, you can build a good testimony, but that all starts with exalting Christ.
Yeah.
And then you can be a good testimony before men, but you have to exalt him. And then when they see you and your testimony, it exalts Christ. So
yeah, absolutely. It all starts inside.
It's good stuff.
Well, you go ahead and say that progression again for
okay.
everyone.
Thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habits. Habits become character. And character becomes testimony. That's not something that I made up. I found that somewhere. But
no, that's good.
I can't take credit for that.
No, of course, yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
Perfect. I love that. That's it just goes together perfectly, and it's life-changing if you will take it to heart. So
yes.
All right, Narbis?
Yep.
You got a little something?
Yeah, this one's interesting. So, hey, Narby. Narby over here, he says, okay, I'll ask you the question first. You mind if I ask you a question, Alex?
Please do.
Hey, Alex, welcome in today. Hey, you mind if I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, please do.
Hey, okay, so if you can answer this right, you will win the $1 million game show prize. Goodness. Okay, here we go. Alex, what country does French toast originate from?
I'm going to say Mexico.
not Mexico. French toast originated in Rome.
Okay.
Ancient Rome. The French called it Roman bread, and Americans now call it French toast.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But
that's another progression that we have here.
Yeah.
Roman bread will go to French toast, and it'll be American
made
loaf.
A loaf of America. Yep. Yep. All about progression today.
That's what the Mexicans
so,
call it.
So, thanks, Narbis. That's fun. Okay. That's fun. Mexico's a good guess, though.
I thought maybe, you know.
They, you never know. They like it was just as good as Rome.
They like their
wait,
bread
Rome's not
down
a country.
There. Yeah, it is. No, it's not.
No, I led you astray.
Wait, Rome?
Is a city in Italy.
In Italy.
Oh, that's on me. So I think we owe you $1 million. All right, everybody, we appreciate you tuning in today. It really means a lot to us. If you think about it, tell someone. Just go ahead and reach out with a hand, put her there, and say, you know where I learned to do this? The Tucked In Tea Podcast.
Hey, are you bored and you want to listen to something? You have some free air space? Fill it up.
You got some air in your ear?
So we'd love for you to tell someone. We'd love for you to join the Patreon if you can.
Yeah.
$1 a month, if you can afford it.
Might not change your life, but it'll change ours.
It would. Let's see here. What else can we lead them towards?
We still have stickers, guys. So like, stickers. Seriously. You know what? I'm willing. If someone reaches out between this podcast and the next one, so just this window, sell you 2 stickers for $1.
Okay.
Both of them for $1. Only for this week, though.
Only for this
week.
That's
it.
That's a special deal.
That's it. So if you're hearing this 3 months from now, sorry. Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, I like that.
Good. And Alex, if you're listening to this 3 years in the future, you can still get them for $1 if you want.
Yes.
But only you.
Yes.
Do you think you'll ever hear that 3 years in the future?
I mean, there's a chance.
All right. Anyway, we appreciate you all listening today.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Our merch, we're going to put out.
Yes.
So we have the design, and we're just going to go ahead and put it out on the Patreon for you guys to see. And then it might not be for sale. It's not might not. It will not be for sale just yet. We just want to get ideas out there. And but we have a design that we're going to give to you guys.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we'll do that. And make your way over to Patreon to see that. Follow us on Instagram if you want. And we're going to try to put some more stuff out. Some clips or whatever.
Or whatever. Mostly whatever.
Probably just whatever. Anyway, well, we're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. Hey, take care this week.
Take care. Of what?
Of, Oh, it didn't end. Wait.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.